It's old school playing on your radio.
This is Carly, the new song with Robinson, Lean On Me. Can you give us behind the scenes, how the heck does this come about? How does an Aussie end up teaming up with a New Zealander?
Well, I had this song written like for about a year, and I'd obviously I write my own hooks and all that stuff. So I was like struggling to get the right vocalist to sing the part that Robinson ended up doing. And then I'd heard her song Nothing to Regret last year and I'd loved it, and I'd hit her up on Instagram just like completely unrelated to Lean On Me, saying, hey, I love this song, all the best with your career and whatever. So we'd had that interaction. I was like sort of struggling, mulling over who to get on Lean On Me, and as I was listening to Spotify, her song randomly came on and I was like, oh shit, yeah, Robinson. And then so through my management and her management, we kind of got put in touch. I sent her the song. She really loved it and then came back, and it kind of happened that way. So like we still haven't met, but like the track wouldn't be the same without her, and it's been a really like enjoyable sort of process, like just communicating with her, and I'm really proud of the way the track's come out because it means a lot to me and I really love it. So.
So you literally slid into her DMs and then from there it's just blown up.
I mean, yeah, I guess I did, but it wasn't. You make it sound way worse than it was, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you say slid and then DMs, you're like, hang on.
Slid is the word that makes it all sound sus. You're so. I've never had it put to me like that, but maybe that's what people are thinking. I hope not.
The song means a lot to you. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's just the song that I wrote for someone who's really close to me that was going through like a really horrible time, and was kind of really doubting herself and a lot of just her life. I wanted to write something for her to let her know that like her people have got her back, and it's been written in different forms. Like it sounds different to the original demo, but even from the first demo, like I've kept this person across every step of the way so that this kind of got her blessing.
So is it safe to say it's a bit of a mental health track? Is that what we're saying about it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just about letting your people know you love them, and that's like a like a beautiful thing, really. So like it's not this depressing like downer track. It's just it comes from a real sort of a place of like caring, you know. So it's like, but that in itself is meant to be like a fun track because that's a really cool thing to have in your life. So it's kind of, you know what I mean, it's like deep, but I wanted people to be able to dance to it, so that's what we did.
And it definitely has that sound to it, and I really love that a lot of artists, including yourself now, are putting tracks out that are about more than just, hey, let's go for a party or let's hook up, or
right,
it's about love. It's actually about things that matter, and mental health, I think, in 2019 has taken a big step in the way that people are feeling more comfortable to talk about it. So well done to you for shedding more light on that.
Thanks. Yeah, and I agree with that. Like, I feel like it's really being brought to the forefront in the last few years, and that's really important. So, yeah, that's good.
Now, onto something a bit lighter. Congratulations to your ARIA nomination this year.
Thank you.
With Then What. You're
Thank
up
you.
For Best Hip Hop Release. Mm-hmm. How do you find out that you've been nominated?
I wake up pretty late. So, generally, I'll just wake up on the day the nominations come out with like a bunch of texts from people saying congrats. So, that's how I find out. I just look at my phone at about midday.
Okay. All right.
Was that boring answer? Official. What were you expecting?
I thought it was going to be a bit more official, like you guys get the heads up beforehand, but I guess it just gets put out there into
it
the
gets
media.
Put out there. I mean, like, right. I think the nominations go out at like 8 a.m., but I'm not getting up for that.
No.
I'd rather sleep in.
No, gosh, who gets up at that hour?
Of course,
the nomination is for Then What, and I can't help but realise, man, you've actually snuck a few references to movies or other songs into that song, or am I looking at that the wrong way?
No, you got it right.
Okay.
Like, there's pop culture references for
yes.
sure.
Yes, there's Shania Twain, that don't mm-hmm. impress me, mm-hmm. And I picked up on Grease, Tell Me More.
Oh,
when you're like,
which one
tell
is that?
Me more. Nah, I'm kidding.
Oh, I hadn't even, you decoded shit that
own?
I didn't even put in there.
No.
What the hell? There you go. Well done.
How many others are in there? Did I miss?
I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of the lyrics like that, like off the top of my head, but, but yeah. Wow, that's blown my mind. Well done. You've read more into the lyrics than I actually put in there, which
All
is crazy.
For the ARIAs, red carpet experiences, what are they like? Because we just see the stuff on the telly and it looks very clean cut, very finished. Is it awkward?
I mean, it's gotten better. I've gotten better at it, I should say. Like, the first time I went, I was like just a fish out of water. I had no idea what I was doing. I don't think anyone really knew. Well, no one did know who I was. So it's kind of like you walk past all the photographers and it's like the people in front of you say, like, I think it was the Veronicas were in front of me. So it's like everyone's going nuts. And then I walk past and it's like nothing, it was fine. But now it's like, because I've had a few more songs that have done really well, it's a bit different and I'm more comfortable doing it now. It's more of a hang, to be honest. Like, I just like that a lot of my friends are going to be in the same room, which it really doesn't happen any other night of the year. So like after the ceremony or whatever is finished, then we the after parties are the really fun part. Yeah.
And do you have the heads up on where the after parties are happening? Or?
Yeah, of course. Like, word spreads around the room pretty quickly. And then, yeah, it's always a good night.
On the night?
Yeah.
That's just like going to school graduation. I don't know if it's the same for you, but like everyone's there, like awards, and then you're like, it's at Joseph's place. So,
right.
You know,
yeah.
It's the way we get around.
Yeah, exactly. So like everyone works out where the fire after party is going to be. And then we all go there. Yeah.
I'm
looking
that.
Forward to that. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to the Insta stories that come out of
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Or maybe everyone will put their phones away and it'll be
stays who
there.
Who puts their phones away in 2019? The phones will be out. Don't worry about that.
Ilya, got to ask as well. There's so much crap reality TV on at the moment. Are you falling victim to any of it?
I really am not. I just watch sport and that's pretty much it. I watch the AFL and I watch the Premier League soccer and the NBA.
With the grand final, what did you make of the performances from Tones and I, and we had Paul Kelly?
Right. Yeah, I think Tones, I just love her. I think she's had the best year and she's so deserving of it. And like, I've met her, we've hung out a few times. She's a great person. And just her story of like, you know, a year or two ago, busking, and now she's literally the biggest artist on Spotify in the world is... it's something that I feel like as Australians is like the you know, we love an underdog. Everyone can get around her. And it's awesome to see someone who's so talented and so down to earth have so much success. So it's sick.
But she hasn't done a lot of media. So I'm really hoping that we can get her on air really soon. Could you message her? You said you're friends.
Yeah, I'm not going to message her about that, but I will. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see her at the RE, so we'll see. Sorry, mate.